Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Coming up on the program today, I think one of the most controversial topics, because three of us on the program have children well into adulthood now. One of us on the program does not. And do you think employees are treated differently based on their child or childless status?
Probably.
Because yes. Even I, as a breeder with now four adult children, think that there is some difference in the way employees are treated.
Like, if you do not have children, then you're more usable on holidays?
Why wouldn't you work on Christmas? You don't have kids.
Well, but I have parents. I have brothers and sisters. I have...
Right.
Nieces and nephews and cousins.
So I have
myself.
You have yourself.
Right.
Fair point.
You could celebrate your religion on your own. Absolutely. But cool. I had a colleague down at Channel 5 who was childless for many years. She ended up much later in life having a son. And for years she would bark about this because she chose to be childless for her, you know, working life until she was probably 35. Okay. And she would always say, "Do not come to me and ask me to trade days off, because you have children and think I'm going to be here to listen to that." And there is now a lawsuit because a woman who says she worked 8 holidays in a row.
The same holiday?
Christmas. Worked 8 Christmases in a row.
It's Christmas, but yeah.
That would be 8 years.
Finally got a Christmas off. And then it was rescinded because one of her younger employees just had a baby. We will be talking about that on the program today.
Well, what does the employee handbook say?
Sometimes, Dan, the employee handbook does not cover life. You would agree.
Would the employee handbook get into details about whether or not you have a child or not?
I don't think so.
It will get into details about whether or not you've been denied holiday vacation over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And you're finally granted it, and all of a sudden, nope, never mind.
You know, and there are certain industries, you know it if you work it, that it doesn't matter if it's Christmas you're working. News.
TV, radio.
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Public
law
safety.
Law enforcement, yep.
Unless you're seasoned and experienced.
Military.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Here's one. Gas station attendants. Gas stations do not close on Christmas Day.
Does QT not close on the holidays?
QT never closes.
You can't.
QT only closes if there's a tornado within like 5 miles.
Is that a fact?
Yep.
Gas is a necessity.
You can still get gas without an attendant.
Yeah, but I don't think if it's a mom and pop gas station, they might close down. I don't think any of the conglomerates shut down.
Who's going to load that taquito rolling machine?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. If those companies are as awesome as they could be, they would offer a massive pay bump on those days, like one particular amazing company with 2 letters in their name might.
Dan, I will ask you, did this happen to you over the years because of religious differences? That's the other thing. I have friends who are Jewish who would say, look, everyone would always come to me, or I would agree. I would offer, like, I'll work Christmas, but I would like
but you give
Hanukkah
me
off.
Hanukkah
or I would
off,
like,
yeah.
You know, well, Ramadan or whatever.
How many days is Hanukkah?
Well, Hanukkah lasts 8 amazing nights.
Yes, it does.
That's right.
Yeah.
But is there one night in particular that is more important than the others?
No. But if you want Rosh Hashanah off, like I think as a manager, you should say, you know, that date is just as important for and whatever your religion is, not just the Jewish faith.
For most, I mean, that's like a random Wednesday.
Yeah.
What is?
Sometimes Christmas is a random Wednesday.
But for Christmas, back when I was in TV and when there were a lot more people around on the staff, I would always offer to work on Christmas so that others could have the
but
day
would
off
you then say, to. But I want Hanukkah, a certain day of Hanukkah
no.
off?
I would have, Dan.
Well, I mean, because, I mean...
I want all eight!
Damn right! I'm taking a week off! 913-586-7798. We'll get to the story here in just a moment. If you are in the office and you are childless, are you more usable on Christmas or on Thanksgiving Day? You don't have family to go with. You don't have to get up early in the morning and unwrap the presents because you don't have a kid.
Up all night putting that bike together.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.